Y'all, welcome back to another episode of the CBMK Show, because it is what it is. This episode is going to be different. This is what I call a ghetto episode. You know, it's the holiday times. And, you know, I'm watching the holiday movies, you know, and this the holiday movies make you feel good. You know, always ends up good. You know, people are you're good. People are happy. You know, it turns around. You know, the Miracle on 34th Street, Jingle All the Way, Home Alone. You know, kid defeats, you know, two burglars. You know, just a bunch of stuff, right, to make you feel warm and bubbly inside. But if you're from Chicago, that is not how Christmas goes. And you need
absolutely not.
You need some ghetto reminders to get you through. So I couldn't think of any other movie but the best ghetto movie of all time that should have won an Oscar. And I'm talking about the one, the only
Oscar.
Yes, I said it. It should have won, and I'll repeat myself, an Oscar. It was Oscar worthy. Baby Boy was Oscar worthy. The reason why, the reason why, and we can start here, it has all the elements. It has a hero. It has a villain. The hero is Jody, a black man trying to make it. The villain is society. It's not Snoop Dogg. He's only part of it. Single parent home. No dad. Mother has constant boyfriends. Mother's new boyfriend just got out of jail. Best friend is unemployed. This dude never went to school. Has two baby mamas. Only on good terms with one of his baby mamas. He doesn't have a job. It's got all the hood elements. And the baby mama's ex-boyfriend just got out of prison. It's perfect.
I know somebody's so confused right now. What movie is
it? I don't care what y'all say. Baby Boy is a classic. So
how many baby mamas is it? Hey, how many baby mamas is it?
He does. I had to think about it. Like, oh yeah, because that one girl dropped off the kid. I was like, oh yeah, 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 you're right. You know, classic. The reason here's why I'm gonna support my claim, and I'll turn it over to you. The second reason is you have an all-star cast. Tyrese Gibson, Taraji P. Henson, Ben Rames, Snoop Dogg, Omar Gooding.
And that's where we stop.
AJ. Then AJ.
AJ.
So that's where we stop. Everybody else is kind of, you know. So on that premise alone, on those two premises, hero, villain, cast. That's three. But really, hero, you know, villain, you know, one and the same. This movie is Oscar worthy. Is Baby Boy Oscar worthy to you, Steve?
I mean, you put it that way. Like, I mean, I don't know, because story to me, I feel like the story kind of had a lot of weird little holes that, like, when you really like sit, like, when I really sat down and watched it when I was older, I was like, yeah, they ain't think that one through, and like, it's just like, it's just like, yeah, it's very, very hood accurate. Don't get me wrong,
yeah,
it's very hood accurate, but like, maybe I just feel like it could have been. Like, I don't know what the money was for the time. Like, I don't think, like the setting was perfect. Like, yeah. It's not the setting. Maybe it's just, like, the way it was written.
John Singleton.
Like, I feel like it was John Singleton's work, and you could tell it was a younger John Singleton. Yeah. So, like, maybe that's what it is. So, like, I feel like I'm kind of used to John Singleton, older John Singleton's work, which is way more polished. Than that was, so maybe that's why I'm looking at it too a little too critical. Plus, I look at anything when it comes to writing a little too critical. But I mean, it kind of does fit all the kind of elements of Oscar worthy film should be.
See what I'm saying? Like, I think it just got overlooked. Here's the thing: We don't give.
They didn't want to put it in now, but that's
not. Yeah, it was super. It was super ratchet, super ghetto. But they don't want to give Tyrese his props for acting. Do you realize this? Do you realize the intensity of the film? Right, like from
dead.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I thought I was dead.
Oh yeah. He's like, I thought I was. I don't know why that's so funny, but hey,
I crack up every time. I'm like, bro, get it together, fam. Get it together, fam. I thought I was dead. Like, it's just, I think that's what makes, like, I think for one thing about Oscars,
yeah,
they don't account the moments that movie creates. It's a lot of moments. Like, there's a lot of moments in movies like these where you just randomly say something stupid.
Yes.
Like, hold your neck up, no. Like, right. You just randomly say
beat those kids in the
mouth. Yeah, like, you just randomly quote stuff out that movie, just like Friday. You just randomly quote stuff in your everyday thing. If you see something, you'll quote something out that movie. Like, a lot of these Oscar movies that you be, like, first of all, I be watching Oscar sometimes, and they usually like, this Oscar, and I was like, that was in theaters?
Right.
like, I don't even know, like, I feel like some, I don't know, to me, I feel like something about the little whole Oscar, not even Oscar, but the movie community, like, the people that really do it, they a little weird when it comes to movies, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, they need to come back. They need to come back and rewatch some of these movies. Like you said, is the movie memorable? Does it make an impact? I mean, Jordy has so many lines from getting into it with Vin Reyes constantly. He was like, man, Pete, let him breathe. hey, Vince gets it off, he was like, what? He's like, yo, we're saying something. That movie, to him keeping on the phone with Snoop Dogg. He was like, is this Jody? He said, who lived with his mama, Jody? He's like, yeah, who are you? Hey, the whole just, I'm sorry. Snoop and Tyrese, I feel like I couldn't take it serious. That's what made it so funny, because it's like, you know, Snoop is not an evil guy, right?
At all.
He's the nicest Crip God ever created, right? He is just a nice, Calvin Broaddus is just a nice man, just a nice human being. And to play this role of just a loser, basically. Was it Warren G in that movie too? Who's that car widow?
I don't remember. I don't remember seeing nobody in the car, but I mean, remember, I know somebody's probably in the car, but I didn't see nobody. But
remember when they shot at Jody?
Yeah, but I don't just remember seeing him.
Oh, was that Mario Jackson? It was. I thought it might not have been Warren G, but just the whole premise. The other thing is what we have to address. Taraji P. Henson put herself on the map. Right. It's not that Taraji didn't have film credits before. I think that Taraji became a household name with Baby Boy for some of the wrong reasons, but the whole taco scene. but it is iconic. She plays the baby mama.
That every
yes, girlfriend dude. First, then baby mama,
yeah,
to Jody. You know, she's taking care of this guy. Really a toxic relationship suffers through
very much things. Toxic,
very, very, very toxic. And it just, and out of this toxicity, he becomes this better human being, I think. I don't know. It really doesn't ever clarify what happens, but it's
about guns and butter.
Guns and butter, baby.
You dumb mother.
Right. Hey. It's the whole scene, the whole premise. My favorite part of the movie is Omar Gooden when he's like, Jody, he's like, I wake up every day, leave the house at 7 a.m. and go with my boy crib just to play Madden to think I'm working. You think that make me feel like a man, Jody Joe? He's like, I ain't done that since continuation school, cuz.
I'm crying, bro.
Right, I'm just like, it is so terrible.
But he real, bro. He's serious. He's so serious. Looking outside the window.
Hey, remember when he was like, you know why I want to get baptized? I don't want to get to heaven. And Jesus be like, turn your ear around. What he say? He's like, go. Turn around a little bit.
I don't know you.
Right, I don't know you, bro. Hey, I'm sorry.
It was too many parts of that movie. Like, it just, everything. Like, another thing, the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Soundtrack was very underrated. You know, you had the Tupac's, yeah. Machiavelli, Illuminati, all in your body. They played that, you know, yeah. Then you got your Boosie rubber band in there. They were putting everybody think they know some music, but I was like, bro, I know where Boosie come from, and y'all just now know that song. Like, y'all better get in tune. But like, it's just the soundtrack or everything. It was a masterpiece.
It was a masterpiece. And I think we just need to be honest. Sometimes we don't want to give film credits to
non-very like technical, the arts.
Yeah, the arts.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's an art. I feel like urban drama is an art. I don't know if you want to categorize
it. No, that's why I said it the way I said, because that's why I was mentioning earlier, like, you know, the movie crit that, like, they look at it as like the arts of the, you know, those type of people. You know, they so technical with it, you can't mix in your own thing. It got to be a certain way, and you just be like, no, that was good. That should be an Oscar. So that's what you made me say. It made me flip it around, because when you first said, I'm like, Oscar. But now I really like, everything don't have to be technically perfect to get an Oscar.
I mean, you know, they gave an Oscar to The Blind Side. Not saying it wasn't a great movie. It just was not real.
Not real at all.
What we came to find out is,
but it was a good story.
It was a good made up story.
It was a good made up story.
It made me believe, but now I know what I know. Like, dang, brother. But here is what I'm saying. Like, the Oscars, and this is why I say Baby Boy doesn't have to fit a traditional genre. It has to embody that moment. It's the early 2000s. It's South Central LA. Yes, it plays on a lot of negative tropes. That's without saying. But in this mirror, in this cloudy whatever, some good comes about. I mean, obviously, like, it's not good that he went, you know, and shot, you know, Snoop Dogg. But in a very hood doesn't make sense type way, right? Like, good came about. Omar got baptized at the end, right? Ben Rames hit the gun. You know, like, it was just a lot. It was just a lot of things. There's, you know, relationship healed.
What you know about this young blood?
Right. This young blood. He's like, every time, it's always a young one trying to make me go back.
I told you I was going to kill his nigga. Told you.
He's like, mama, you going to choose him over me? He'll kill him just like Henry.
Bro, that movie.
You're gonna run out.
And then you got Taraji in the car. He don't love me no more.
Oh, yeah. He don't love me anymore.
I said, yeah, you let all your New York accent out on that one. You supposed to be from Compton.
It was so ghetto. I mean, but it was great. Great and ghetto. And that is what makes Baby Boy a classic. It's ghetto, but it's beautiful, it's impactful, and it's filled with memorable lines that shall never escape your memory bank.
You let some kids take your bike.
Oh yeah, you let some kids. He's like, that's not. He's like, oh, this one got heart. This one got heart. Uh-huh. I'm not gonna hit you.
I'm gonna whoop you, bro. That movie, bro.
Was on a belt. What?
And proceeded to whoop him.
And whooped him. Like really, really aggressively too.
It's funny because over the weekend, CJ Stroud did that celebration.
Yeah.
And, I forget who. I think it was what's the one? What's the black chick on First Take that be playing with Stephen A. Sometimes? What's
I know
her
name? I know you're talking about.
But yeah, she was the like, the dark skin, Kimberly. Okay. Was like, I think Kimberly posted. She was like, yeah, I bet like 70% of people don't even know what that's from or what they just did. I was like, nope, they have no clue.
They're not watching Baby Boy that intentively or at all. But for all those who don't know, you need to go watch it. It is Oscar worthy.
It's probably on right now.
It's on.
It's one of those movies. If that's why, it's another reason why it should be an Oscar. It's always on.
That's because Mama Gotta Have a Life Too. And if you don't know where Mama Gotta Have a Life Too come from, you don't get a pass. You can't come to the cookout.
Well, that one line was the worst thing they could have put out because that hurt a lot of young boys' feelings after that. Because I'm pretty sure every mama, especially single mothers, was like, Mama Gotta Have a Life Too. Right. And they just sitting there like,
I know. That started a whole movement for that one line. This has been the ghetto episode of the CVMK show. It is what it is. Because sometimes you just need to get up. So, Steve-O, where can they connect you, man?
Hey, follow me at Steve-O Speaks on Everything, as well as all the Central Family, NBA, Chicago, White Sox, Bears, all that.
Yo, CVMK show, CVMK YouTube, four letters, one word. Subscribe, hit like, share, comment. I respond back. Is what it is _ show. On the gram, CVNK _ global on the gram, CVNK 33 on the gram, TikTok, CVNK globe, where it goes down because it is what it is on the CVNK show. And until next time, guys, thanks.